Tyler Dubrowski, a couple of years ago, you directed a Julius Caesar at Trinity with a woman Caesar. How did that turn out?
I think it turned out pretty well. You know, I'm a little biased myself, I guess. That was not meant to be, you know, sort of a one-on-one comparison to Hillary Clinton or anything like that. Yeah. I think some people took it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, she was probably the most notable female politician. Right. But we just kind of wanted to play around with what it was like to have a female Caesar.
What about the other actors? Did it affect having a woman, which is historically incorrect, at least?
Right, yeah. You know, in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. You know, the story itself doesn't change. Part of the brilliance of Shakespeare is that he keeps revealing aspects of ourselves in ways that we can't even comprehend in some ways. So, you know, you change it a little bit and all of a sudden it reveals different parts of the human condition. I would hope that it made people think a little bit about gender roles and seeing a woman as the kind of leader of the free world, for lack of a better term.
We're speaking here with Tyler Dubrowski, Associate Director of Trinity Rep, and Tony Estrella, Artistic Director of the GAM Theater. Now, guys, in New York, as we know, Oscar Eustace, who once headed Trinity Rep, gave a Caesar looking much like Donald Trump, red tie and golden hair and so forth. And there was a bloody end of Caesar's life. Did Oscar go overboard there a little bit?
No.
No, Tony.
Unequivocally, positively, no. He did something, you know, we should all be grateful for. When you make such a bold choice, when you kind of go closer to, you know, imitation of a certain public figure, you're not telling them necessarily what to think, but you're putting out there and you're saying, this is happening around us now, you know, and this is a conversation that's in the air. What is a republic? What is a tyranny? What does democracy really look like? And so this is our democracy. Let's put it on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, rarely does theater and art take a central role in a national mm-hmm. conversation. And I think we'd all be the better
that's
off
true.
If we had
that's
more
true.
Of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tyler,
yeah,
you agree?
Yeah, what seems even wild about the controversy is that Julius Caesar, as a play, if it takes a position, it's anti-assassination. And, you know, it's not glorifying assassination in any way. You know, the conspirators it doesn't end well for them. They all die tragically at the end.
And not only does it not end well for the conspirators, but it didn't end well for democracy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And even when Shakespeare wrote Julius Caesar, even then he was talking about his own time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's something that, you know, artists do.
So theater ought to be provocative, mm-hmm. ought to provoke discourse. But in this time of murder of innocent people all around the world, should we show a sitting president, our president, cut to a bloody death?
I mean, I would say, like, what's interesting about this is that if I were to say a theme for the play Julius Caesar is that violence begets violence. You know, assassination actually creates chaos and confusion.
Tony Estrella.
Should we? Yes, we should. We should, you know, tell stories that resonate with us loudly and personally and emotionally and powerfully today, and that can provoke the kind of discussions that we're having now, that can provoke the kind of the unsettledness even. You know, we shouldn't be looking in all of our civic discourse for some kind of comfortability and some kind of, you know, world that doesn't actually exist. You talked about with the murder of innocence and the murder that it has ever been thus, you uh-huh. know, throughout history. If that was an excuse not to make provocative art or an ask tough questions about the way that we live today, then we'd never be making plays. So mm-hmm. the answer is absolutely. We need to keep asking these questions. We need artists and others to be provoking them, to be out there kind of, you know, hey, this may be a little bit uncomfortable for us to go, but let's have a conversation about it because the conversation is already out there. And if we don't start to find a way to understand it, how can we ever move forward together?
Is it not true that the American theater is deeply on the left? I think a lot of people who have complained about this production look that way.
I think that this left-right thing is such a poor way of trying to get at something. What does it mean to be on the left and what does it mean to be on the right? We often confuse that with Democrats and Republicans. We talk about conservative and liberal. Is art essentially liberal, progressive? Yes. Absolutely. Does it mean it's on the left? That's a whole different issue. I would say if liberal and progressive thought lives on the left, then I guess you could say, yes, it is left. But here's why it is, because art is always about, at its core, is about empathy. It is about understanding the other. It is about trying to do the old cliche proverbial walk a mile in someone else's shoes, right? And so when we go to the theater, we go or we listen to music or we watch films and television, whatever it may be. We're essentially trying to engage the other's experience.
Yeah.
Tyler?
I agree. You know, you look historically and the role of the artist has changed throughout history, but generally speaking, artists usually perform for wealthy people. So in a funny way, I think that artists are uniquely positioned to both provide the perspective of sort of the ordinary man or woman, but then also interact and provide a bridge to different classes of people.
Will we ever return to sprightly musicals and comedies that send us leaving the theater with a smile? Huh?
Yes. Well, that's always part of what we do as well. You know, there's many reasons to make art, and among them is, you know, from provocation and conversation is a huge part of it. But also, you know, art is also brings joy. And should bring us joy.
Joy, yes.
I'm all in favor of it. But I'll also say we're living in very political times, and you know, there's that expression that we don't read literature; literature reads us. You know, so you go. We're all living in the same world, and you go see a play, and even a play that you go to, and you're thinking it's going to be sort of a light comedy or musical or something. All of a sudden, you see different kind of resonances politically or whatever because of the world that you're living in. You know, I think the same could be said about this Julia Caesar.
So hail Caesar, and to be for a cliche. Thanks to both of you, Tywood Dabrowski, Assistant Artistic Director at Trinity Rep, and Tony Estrella, Artistic Director of the GAM Theater. Thanks a lot for some provocation and lots of insight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.